USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
While the United States played politics Friday, the Pentagon delivered harsh words to NATO ally Turkey with words like serious consequences. Reports coming from the region, Turkey conducted a Russian-made air defense missile test in violation of the Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act. President Trump says no to mandatory COVID vaccines. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is throwing cold water on the idea of everybody having to get a coronavirus vaccine.
I don't believe I'd ever do a mandated vaccine because I just don't think I would do that. Well, you have to have it because there are some people feel very strongly about that whole situation.
President telling Fox Business there are two groups of people he wants to see get vaccinated.
I'd get it to essential workers and older people.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
More absentee ballots are found in the trash, this time in Kentucky. USA Radio News, Val Dior has the details.
Federal authorities are now investigating after a contractor in Jefferson County, Kentucky, stumbled on 112 absentee ballots in a dumpster. The ballots never made it to their intended recipients and had not been opened or filled out. Special agents from the U.S. Postal Service's Office of the Inspector General also found two political flyers as they investigated. Special Agent Scott Balfour tells AP that when the investigation is concluded, the case will be presented for federal prosecution to the U.S. Attorney's Office. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
For any voting questions you may have, visit vote.org and read the rules of your particular state. Vote.org is a registered nonprofit organization. The late Kobe Bryant, his wife Vanessa, is paying tribute to him and their daughter Gianna with a new tattoo. You can see the picture on her Instagram account. Kobe and their daughter Gianna were killed in a helicopter crash in January. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
In baseball, if you miss, it's a strike or an error. In space, that's a really good thing. Two large pieces of orbital debris, a dead Soviet navigation satellite, and a used Chinese rocket body just missed each other high over the South Atlantic Ocean on Thursday evening. The California-based space tracking company LEO Labs informed the world ahead of time to the close approach, which occurred at 8:56 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time as the two vessels flew 616 miles above Earth just off the coast of Antarctica. New England Patriots quarterback Cam Newton has returned to the team after testing positive for coronavirus 2 weeks ago. CBS Sports' Pete Prisco weighs in.
I think he'll be fine. He's going to get the work in this week. Again, he seems to be 100%. He didn't have any symptoms, reportedly, and that's a good thing. And so I think he'll step back in there and do what he did. Now the offense has to adjust again. Remember, when he wasn't in there, they went to more of the old offense with Tom Brady style of offense. Now they got to go back to running the same Cam Newton offense that they were running before that, which is more run-based. Broncos are pretty good against the run, so it might be a nice give and take there. But I think Cam Newton will be fine. I don't think he's going to have any problems from the COVID situation. I think he'll be healthy and ready to throw it around and run it around.
The 1-3 Broncos will travel to Foxborough and face the Patriots 1 o'clock Eastern on CBS. The Patriots have won 7 of their last 10 meetings with Denver. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.